Now, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I didn't properly, you know, greet you guys this morning in terms of this lovely Tuesday. We find ourselves as the last of May, but it still is that you find yourself here in the wonderful company of us, yours truly, that of Eagle FM, and you're here on the brand conversation for today's session. Now, guys, I actually missed you yesterday, just putting it out there in terms of not having the time, or you know, not being able to get to you yesterday in terms of bringing you some discussions. But let's head in to as fresh a discussion point as what today's discussion actually dictates. Now, we've been looking at the aspects of, you know, how to get involved or be part of or establishing your own aspect of, getting involved in branding, getting the messaging out there, conducting certain discussion points and ensuring that your reach is maximized as far as possible. That was, you know, what we've been building up towards, up to last week's discussion in terms of taking a look with regards to public relations. Now, public relations is now our done discussion. That's our done discussion. However, we're here now taking a look at the future of advertising, because ultimately whatever you see happening out in the broader space of the general sphere of business and so on is all about the advertising discussion points. Now, when we are looking at it in that sense about the future of advertising, we need to see where the scenarios would go, what possible scenarios exist, what the possible changes, amendments, developments, flows, sessions could be. Because it is about that which we don't actually, as very obviously observe in terms of understanding that there is some changes taking place. It's a question of the changes that we don't see and where it is pushing us towards and how we are just following along, getting into that discussion point. Now, we'll quickly step into a short break, and from the break, we'll come right back heading into the rest of today's program here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, coming back and, heading steaming full force, head first into our discussion point is the notion of the future of advertising. Now, the future of advertising is all around us. The future of advertising is being displayed in full earnest everywhere we go. The future of advertising also is what we even are, you know, consuming on a daily basis, because the future of advertising has been changing a lot. Now, advertising as an industry itself is facing the dawn, actually, of its own new era, because online ads proliferate and attract more of and more of the advertising budgets. Wherever you see it, here in the country, internationally, regionally, it's all about the online presences. Now, from that part, data has evolved into a new advertising gold and is a game changer for processes and targeting. Now, this is also alongside the advert technology that's taking place, because new advertising heavyweights have sprung up, while long-established stakeholders are also in the same process losing their importance. Now, this transition is a structural. It is structural, and it also looks set to continue. This is also based on, you know, research done by various industry observers. I say industry observers because some of them are, for example, like Deloitte and Touche International or Deloitte and Touche Germany, who themselves highlighted this, a specific article that I'm also going to source in today's discussion for based upon their observations of what's happening internationally. Now, the future of advertising, guys, is all about shifting sands. It's shifting perspectives, shifting sort of like spheres of influence, shifting or transitioning discussion points, shifting influences, shifting powers. It all culminates into those aspects. Now, what are these shifting powers, shifting, you know, movements, shifting sands that we're talking about? Well, the key question that comes out of all the shifting is not whether advertising will change, but how radically it will do so. And in that same sense, four scenarios have come out. And these four scenarios is what I'm going to tap into. Now, the four scenarios that we're looking at is pretty, you know, it's pretty interesting ones. Because when we highlight these scenarios are key. You've got scenario one in terms of transactional you. You've got scenario two, which is the creative you. You've got scenario three, which is the branded. Well, if I say the branded, no, not the branded, the entertained you or the entertained masses. And lastly, you've got the fragmented masses. Now, out of all these scenarios, this leads into the following discussion points that we have here on today's brand conversation, because it helps you to strategize and you to see that if you are going to do any sort of like online marketing and advertising aspects and discussion points, where it falls under, how it gets impacted, and how does it actually shift audiences in various platforms. Now, let's understand the role players. I'll call them the role players, because even the role players can overlap into a hand or into two or three more of these various identities. So first you've got the digital platform companies. Then you've got the media companies. Then you've got the agencies, meaning the ad agencies, advertising agencies, and then you've got advertisers. And then you've got consumers. Now, these are five role players, five of them. Advertisers usually link up with agencies. Agencies would usually buy media space in media companies. But what has happened now is that the digital platform companies is now actually the biggest sort of like controlling hand or oversight hand that does what? That attracts more attention, more focus from the media companies, that actually now overlaps various services that agencies would usually conduct and provide on their platforms. And lastly, advertisers has now spread out into almost any kind of individual or personal entity. Because traditionally, the advertiser was a company or a business that what that had a product or service to sell. Said product and service needed what? Further exposure. They needed exposure in the forms of paid for sponsorship or paid for screen time, space, advertising space in print media, or even, you know, some airtime even on airwaves. Then the consumers, well, the consumers, as we all know, the consumers have always been depicted as either the person at the end or the people at the end of a channel, a supply channel, at the end of the channel. They are usually the ones consuming or where consumption is geared towards to take place, either for the messaging or either even for the product and service that an advertiser is generating and selling. Now, let's define each one of these role players, because when I define them, they will help us to get into the discussion points for what the scenarios look like. So we start off with the consumer. We all know what the consumer is. So the consumer in this scenario are the recipients of the advertising messaging and the recipients of the advertising signaling. Their expectations toward attractive advertising have risen sharply over recent years. Yes, they have, guys. People now want to know, interact, and also see what is the value that the advert will provide, or whether or not it's something that they can ignore entirely. Now, consumers then also expect advertising that is equally entertaining, informative, and proactive. So it's not just about the bland kind of advertising that says, I've got a product, this is the price, this is where you can find it, see you there. Now, the kind of consumer will be asking, so what must I now do? I know where your product is, because they themselves actively go online to look for discussion points, to look for products, to understand what products look like, to understand the features of products. That's what the latest kind of consumer is currently doing. They go out and they go understand the product. They go watch a YouTube video. They go to a influencer's page on either Instagram or TikTok or even on YouTube itself to go and see what this person, how this person is interacting with said product. It no longer requires, you know, in most cases, of what I've seen internationally on the internet, especially, it doesn't require more this elaborate kind of communication and activation campaigns. No, it's now something more subtle. Something more subtle. Something more in tune, in line, or very familiar for the consumer. Now, that has been the consumer. We then get into the advertiser. They are now the step up. They're the guys who are trying to sell said products and services to the consumer. But said advertiser is also a consumer heading into the agencies, heading into the media companies, and now also heading into the digital platform companies. Remember that. As I said, one of these or a handful of these roles and these role players actually overlap into
Gusa et tokoro lyo hunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Moktura mwe hundiro lyeyo wamba zuma okoko, ndimo gwana kuma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa nomoro zoe utantandatu zime, ntatu e utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura kwa Facebook, kwa VMMC Namibia.
Now, coming back and, you know, where we ended off just before, you know, the quick sort of like intercession with the ad is we've got to look at that some aspects, some role players in this list of entities will overlap with each other in terms of a previous role somewhere. Now, advertisers, as I mentioned, are also actually consumers. Because they buy a service from the agencies, and the agencies on behalf of the advertiser will buy media space or airtime or, you know, in the media companies. Or the agencies will also get them space on digital platform companies. Now, usually, conventionally, traditionally, the whole channel only ended up with the media companies. It only ended up with the fourth platform. That fourth platform is what we used to see as, like here, for example, Eagle FM, radio station, your favorite newspaper, and then you would have a TV station. Those were the three traditional mediums. They still are traditional, but, here's another thing. There's now a different role player taking place on a platform that is attracting much more attention from not just the advertisers, but also the consumers, the guys at the end of the channel. Now, the advertisers, just to get through their profile, what they look like, who they are, advertisers are the payers in the ad ecosystem, in the advertising ecosystem. They are the payers. It's from them that most of the money is flowing. They either to strengthen their brand awareness or to drive sales conversions to their organization. That is the advertiser. They increasingly internalize advertising skills, especially in technology currently. Usually it was more about them, you know, linking up with an agency. The agency does all that sort of like outsourced function. And all that would come from the advertiser is a campaign planner, a discussion about, you know, which media to target for which campaigns and what the budget setting would look like. That's all. Now, the scenario has now even looked like where the advertiser themselves are now internalizing some of the agency functions and some of the digital, some of the agency functions to get onto the digital platform functions, the digital platform companies. But we'll get to the digital platform companies. Now, in this regard, guys, in a digital and tech focused advertising environment, advertisers themselves have become more independent of formerly indispensable partners. They've now become independent. They've now decided, well, listen, we can in-house most of the activity because they've realized, well, if we have already our social media platforms, which themselves can also generate said exposure levels as what was always considered to be sort of like the holy grail, the, you know, sanctum of the media companies. Why not? Why not go with the digital platforms? Because ultimately, they've also realized that in some cases, the ad agencies themselves have now also started becoming not so relevant, but they themselves have become not as key as what they used to be with the traditional media companies. I'll explain. I mentioned the in-house functions that a lot of advertisers are now basically taking. In-house functions can be, let's for example say you've got a serious event that you would like to advertise from your family. Now, you can also be an advertiser, but instead of going now to someone to ask them, you know, design the ad for me or design the poster for me or design the notice for me, you now just jump onto one of the free software that you find on the internet and you design your own advert. Let's, for example, say it's a family reunion poster, but you know that there's a lot of family all across Namibia and you'd like to notify them. And one of the best ways is either going through a radio station, but you would know that's too tedious a function. But you know that all your family members across the country, most of them are connected with you on, for example, like your Facebook page. So what would you do? You would generate a poster, or even not even a poster, if that's now if you want to be fancy, but you would generate a poster, and said poster you'll place on your social media profile to advertise. You would no longer run to a newspaper or to a radio station and tell them, listen, why not throw it there for me? And then you see you've got to pay, $5,000 to $7,000 for said advert size, just to inform everyone for that one day. You would no longer be doing that now. You would now be doing the opposite. Saving money where you can. The only thing you'd be paying for is technically just your electricity and your data. Now, that is on an individual scale that I explained it now. On the industrial scale, meaning on the business level scale, it is now something else. There is a handful of companies now across the world that have now stressed, you know, expanding their communications departments because they themselves have realized, hey, let's do it ourselves. Let's do it ourselves. If we can do it in-house, we can do it in-house. It leads us then to our next discussion or our next person in the ecosystem, in the advertising ecosystem, is the agencies. The agencies were always deemed as in a more subtle way. They were deemed as sort of like the decision makers. The decision makers that marketing departments from around the world would access. Agencies were sort of like the, not the wise guys. No, they were like the three wise men in, you know, when in Jesus's birth story. That's how the agencies were viewed. They were the three wise men. Their gifts were always the range of skill sets that they had under their company name, the range of media that they can buy into, the range of sort of like jobs, work that they've done, that they've conducted, proof, what you guys would always, you know, what you would sometimes find in a tender document where they say proof of work done, which is technically like if it's on your CV, you know, references, contactable references in that sense. This is what the agencies used to boast about. Their aspect of being in touch, their aspect of being a decision maker. A decision maker, the one who carries the hat in the kingdom. Unfortunately, that role has now changed. Because now you've got, as the agencies were always, you know, they were always in demand from the advertiser, their role has, most of their functions have now been taken away because of the arrival of the digital platform companies. Most of the agencies' platforms or the functions have been taken away and have now been incorporated into in-house functions within the advertisers. Because the advertisers have gone like, well, if I need to give you a budget of $1 million Namibian dollars every year, why don't I just convert that million into an in-house function? Because ultimately, the digital platform companies have sort of like, well, if I can, as my hand is sitting up here, if you're looking at me on the stream, so my hand is up here, I wanted to indicate, you know, if they've like leveled the advertising realm. They've leveled this ecosystem. The ecosystem was always consistent out of a channel. The channel was always there, guys. I know I come from the print media and I used to see the ecosystem in its entirety. That's why I can say you as an advertiser, the individual you can be an advertiser. The biggest company in the country can be an advertiser. It's the same level. It's all just about the spending power, how much money you have to spend. That will dictate where and how often and how frequent your messaging will be out there to the broader public. Right now, that has all been thrown out of the window, that template. It's all been shaken up, turned upside down, and we're now looking at a new perspective.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiririmba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunovaungure ovapuike, odhonongo, nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyovikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natua weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no top run. Tuvada po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba ohunga no vitenda vyo vitori. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Hello Namibia, welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3 Namibian dollars and 50 cents per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Now, getting back and from that extended break, and where we ended off was the aspect of the agencies. Now, I mentioned not everyone has that $1 million, budget in order to approach an ad agency anymore. That was also a select few or select ecosystem of businesses in any country, guys. In any country. I mean, there's a wonderful TV series, and I'm really sorry to link it in, but this TV series indicates the level in terms of expertise going on in terms of ad agencies. Some ad agencies have now become communication strategists, for that matter, because they realize if some companies can internalize their marketing functions, then it's technically only the communications function that they can be assisted with. And that was globally. And I know it's all about a fictional setup, but it's the core function in the core messaging in that entire TV series was based upon how much money can be spent on communication. Not, money spent on communication strategies, not advertising strategies. Now, just giving you a general profile of the agencies. Agencies and agency networks create, plan, and manage all the aspects of advertising. Their function was only, well, traditionally, based upon advertising exercises. Their generic competencies also ranged from creativity to media space transactions. Now, creativity, guys, you would be asking me, what do you mean by creativity, Dwight? Well, if you guys have not seen on YouTube yet, for those who are not in the marketing studies or advertising studies, on universities and varsities and various other sort of like tertiary institutions that you find in South Africa, for example, the marketing institutions there that are based upon the ecosystem, the very vibrant marketing and advertising ecosystem that South Africa has, is that a lot of the agencies attracted clients because of the creativity that they would implement. Now, in that space, it was also always a protected sanctum, a protected holy sphere for the agencies. Only they can be creative. You, whether you are a writer, you can't be creative. If you are a welder, you can't be creative. If you are a bricklayer, you can't be creative. They boasted about their creativity. I'm saying it because they were the only ones that was technically cherished in terms of creativity within corporate communications spheres. Now, the platform has changed. The digital media the digital platform companies have changed all that. Now you find lawyers on TikTok doing TikTok videos about not being creative with any sense, just with what they've got in their bedrooms. Now you find single mothers who are, not single mothers, apologies, stay-at-home mothers, I truly apologize, but staying-at-home mothers who are talking about, their life-changing approaches in terms of motherhood or their lives. And that itself is creative. That itself is creative. If you guys have not known, there are actually creativity awards for creative social media contributions coming from individuals, from people. Those things exist. Now, these agencies are now being contested. They have competition where they never thought they had competition. Because it's more appealing to me to watch someone creating memes for Facebook than seeing an advertising agency coming up with memes for a product on Facebook. So what does that mean? More people will look at what is leisure and entertaining for them on Facebook as opposed to looking at something that is strategically targeting you. You will see it's too obvious, the targeting, the messaging, targeting you in order for that scenario. The scenario is for you to have positive brand placement and recognition and recall of said product that the agency is, you know, contracted to. Now, the agencies, as part of their profile, their generic competencies ranged from creativity to media space transactions. Media space transactions is just buying space on various media, newspapers or magazines, TV or radio. Those are the transactions they conducted in. The money flowed through them. Think about it that way. Now, the agencies are also the key traditional pillars of an advertising market. True. And in the digital advertising world, the new competitors with comprehensive tech skills, because now some guys, some individuals are coming with loaded skills, meaning they are not just one kind of individual. They are now this multifaceted, multi-skilled, multi-talented approach. They can do design, they can do photography, they can do various intuitive as approaches or incorporate various intuitive approaches with regards to targeted communication strategies. Now, in the digital advertising world, as mentioned, these new competitors come with comprehensive tech skills, have arisen, and they also tackle the traditional business models of the agencies. It then leads us into the media companies. So there are three consumers so far that I've gone through. The consumer of the messaging, the advertiser who is a consumer of the agency's skill sets, and now the agency who is a consumer or seen as like the buffer consumer to the media companies. Now, the media companies were the ones who established their own platforms, conducted their own messaging and content creation, and also ultimately generated their own followings, audiences, readerships. You mentioned it. Because think of Eagle FM as creating its own followers. Think of it in that sense. We are creating our own following. We are creating our own listener group. Now, media companies, in the sense, guys, their traditional approach was they would place at the disposal to the disposal of agencies, they would make available advertising time. And the agencies would come with their portfolio of clients and say, for sure, we've got clients that want to buy in here, clients that want to buy in there. What has that done now? Well, the media companies have now seen said clients are now going, bypassing them, going to the digital media platforms and indicating to those digital media platforms that they want, that they can generate their own followings. They can generate their own audiences. They can generate their own discussions. It's also one of the things that have dictated the movements and the behavior of the agencies itself. Because ultimately, the agencies itself are also being pushed in a new direction. Now, the media companies and their profile of what they looked like was they created relevant content and therefore also provided an attractive advertising environment for the agencies and the clientele or the portfolios that the agencies had. They have also gone through a massive transformation process. They've also adapted offerings, distribution, and business models towards digital presences and digital content. And as a result, new concepts like video on demand or music streaming are now prevailing, are now becoming a lot more the norm. Now, as part of that, guys, advertising is also an important revenue stream for media companies, alongside paid content, for sure. It is important. It is actually vital. Now, where I ended with now with the media companies, this was the traditional channel of paid for communication. This is the traditional channel. There are three role players before the media companies that are actually the consumers. The consumers are part of the messaging that the advertisers want to establish. The advertisers are consumers because they buy the skill sets, the knowledge, the know-how, the expertise of the ad agencies. And the media companies, well, their consumers, or not their consumers, yeah, their consumers is actually the agencies who represent the advertisers. So in a line, you see three consumers there. But ultimately, the consumers at the end, the original consumers, are also consumers of the media companies. Because the media companies are generating content for the said consumers to keep the consumers continuously coming back to their platforms, to keep the consumers continuously being engaged with the content that is being provided. For example, it's a strategy that we have here at Eagle FM. For all of the programming throughout the course of the day, there's an opportunity for you, the listener out there, to engage with the programming, calling through from a specific limit. Now, that ultimately is providing you the opportunity to participate. To participate. Now, in a sense, that makes you the consumer of the program. And ultimately, any advertising coming through would make you a secondary consumer, because you'd be listening to a second, you know, messaging aspect in that regard. So I've explained now the traditional sort of like advertising channel. Remember, guys, there's always a channel in everything. There's always an ecosystem in everything. We then get to the emergence of what the digital platform companies have done. And yes, 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 I know, but this is where the future of advertising is going. It sounds like a tech show, sure, for sure, like the Tech Eagle, but it's not. It is where the future of advertising is going. It's the future of branding. And remember, guys, branding is a sub-function of the overall marketing philosophy, third or fourth pillar, known as promotion, the promotional pillar. The promotional pillar has so many communication functions within it. You have from the public relations to advertising to what's the other one's name that I just wanted to add now in? Sort of like PR. Yes, no, public relations is there. And the works goes on from there. There's so many functions within that communications pillar or that promotions pillar. Now, the digital platform companies, and I'm going to pull in the economist, Yanis Varoufakis. I know, guys, I mention his name a lot. I like economists a lot. Let me be honest with you. I like them a lot. They've got a lot of knowledge to share. And it's...
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Now, coming back, as mentioned just before the break, is that with economists, you get to understand a holistic picture of an economics discussion or a business discussion. Remember, advertising is a business discussion and it forms part of an economic system as well. Now, ultimately, Varoufakis indicated end of last year in a YouTube discussion I watched with his very good friend. I keep forgetting this guy's name, but he's got a very difficult Serbian or Yugoslav name. It's a pretty difficult name to remember now, but he was the guest of honor. And in that discussion, Varoufakis indicates that the digital media companies are setting up sort of like a closed off, you know, it's like having a communal area where you are, and you are now finding this private farmer, this commercial farmer, smack bang in the middle of your communal land area. And this farmer has camped off the territory within the communal area and declared it's his farm. That's just the example I'm explaining to you as Varoufakis explained it to everyone in that audience. That's what the digital media companies have done. Something is for free. They've developed certain aspects behind it and they went like, "Doof, this is our farm." Now on that farm, you've got a petrol station, you've got a shop, you've got a what else is there? There's a little hotel. Let's call it a bed and breakfast. And you've got a takeaway there. And you've got a bottle store there. And you've got a little clinic there. And you've got a little, like a little legal service, just not a police station. That's the only one you don't have, because those guys technically can't regulate themselves. So everyone in the communal area makes use of the petrol station. They make use of the small retail shop, and they make use of the little clinic, and they make use of the little, the bed and breakfast. No, I mentioned the bed and breakfast. They make use of, you know, the various other services that are hosted within that little commercial farm smack bang in the middle of a communal area. Now, from there, the commercial farmer will tell everyone, first and foremost, you need to give me all your details, your personal details about who you are, where you are from, and what you do at the gate when you enter. So you freely give away that information. Secondly, that information is now, because you technically own the information, so you've only given them a duplicate of the information. They can't have the original. So all that information is now with the farmer, with the commercial farmer. He sits with this little cabinet, this little library of everyone that visits his, you know, establishments, and it comes into his territory. And he makes what he wants with that information. So if you go to the bed and breakfast, he knows, okay, let's say Dwight went to the bed and breakfast. He came in to go to the bed and breakfast here on the farm, on the commercial farm. So Dwight will only see certain kinds of communication in the bed and breakfast. There's no TV. It's just there's specific periodicals like printed works there as I'm having my breakfast in the morning when I wake up. And there are certain things to read at lunch and certain things to read at dinner. If you go to the little clinic, there are specific kinds of messaging at the clinic that you can only read there. If you go to the retail shop, the little retail shop there, or let's call it the little cooker shop there, there's only specific things that you read there at the cooker shop. If you go to the, what's the other one that I mentioned? I'm not forgetting slightly. But in every aspect, in every sphere where you travel on that commercial farm, you will only get targeted messaging taking place there. This is technically what the digital media companies are doing. You get into Twitter, Twitter will tell you what you will see through the trending elements here on the side of their bar, through the main feed of the people that you follow, right? And if you want to, and you're getting into the commercial element of Twitter now, you will get other kinds of communication coming through as well. If you go to Facebook, it's another type of ball game in terms of the targeted messaging you can get. There was a time where you could directly buy, almost like Google advertising, you could directly buy into Facebook advertising, where if you are in Namibia, certain service providers would only target their messaging to you. But remember, Facebook is global. But there's a function that can say, you can only advertise here to people in this territory. It's the same concept with regards to a commercial farm smack bang in the middle of a communal area. And said commercial farm has certain functions. Remember, in the communal area, there might be a, let's call it a very small medical center at one village. But everyone else in the other villages have to come to this one village to get said medical services. And another village is the petrol station. At the other village is the police station. At the village way at the end of the communal area, you will find the little cooker shop for everyone. Because in the other villages, everyone else is just, you know, they either do a stock fell, meaning people put money together or lump money together, and everyone goes and buys every, you know, in the end of the week at that village, because they have the only retail shop or the only cooker shop in the whole communal area. Now, that's the setting of what the internet looks like. And the digital media companies have established a private farm or commercial farm smack bang in the middle of communal area internet space. Now, with that analogy, guys, and since we've now identified who the role players are, The digital platform companies, known as the DPCs, facilitate the online interactions between suppliers and consumers, and also act as content aggregators with often high reach and direct customer access. Now, these large DPCs, as we always identify them as Google and Facebook, are important actors, in particular in the advertising space, because all their money comes from advertising. Like when I've stressed the discussion point just two weeks back regarding search engine optimization and so forth, with regards to that, that's where Google comes in. Facebook has their own search function incorporated, so Google trying to get into Facebook is a no-go. You will never see that happen, unfortunately not. And also, the benefit from their technological competencies and also data ownership, which together forms the basis for strong analytics capabilities. Now, here's one of the few things that an advertising agency could not do. In terms of analyzing the reach and the impact of messaging, very few advertising agencies could conduct it, because this meant you would have to do some form of surveying and establishing questionnaires and having a research team to do this. Not always, guys. Not always. Now you hear flash polls and flash surveys being done, and they're done about what? They're done about elections. They're done about perceptions and perspectives regarding the resident governments from various companies. Not companies, but countries. The various kinds of discussion points going on. It's not as more, you know, impactful when it was all about where does the brand positioning sit for your favorite tea brand or your favorite sugar brand. It's no longer there. Because the favorite tea brand and the favorite sugar brand are now also advertising on the DPCs, the digital platform companies. They're also there now. They're also doing their own little research from their communication and marketing departments, because those advertisers realize, let's internalize the function. Let's get there. Let's keep the money here. The agencies themselves are now fighting their own battle as well. And just like the advertisers are now also fighting their own battle, because the DPCs, the digital platform companies, have presented a platform to everyone, free to access, free to populate with your content, and everyone can see what you're doing. Really, guys, if you want to know, if you want to see, if you want to say, yeah, how do people see, everyone see what you're doing? Remember the John Vulligate dance? If you guys remember that from 2020? John Vulligate's song was what? Not that song, but there was another song that was actually 2 years old. It was from 2018, another, I don't know if it's Ama Piano or South African House song. But the song was 2 years old, and people were doing that, you know, choreographed dancing moves during lockdowns of 2020. That's how everyone can see what you're doing. That's how everyone can see what you're doing. And as mentioned, guys, your initial investments would only be into your hardware. So that would be your phone or your PC. Your phone or your PC. It's now one of the main reasons why the DPCs are trying so hard to get into the metaverse, into that, what do they call it? The virtual reality space. Because they want you to live there. Now, besides that discussions, because that's another digression, this, our main discussion for today, will lead us into the four scenarios that I highlighted at the beginning. The four scenarios with regards to scenario one, the transactional you. Scenario two, the creative you. Scenario three, the entertained masses. And scenario four, the fragmented masses. Now remember, guys, for tomorrow, I'll incorporate a little bit of some media theory into our discussion, because with each level, we have to expand a little bit in order to understand how the scenario or the changing platform and aspect of advertising is changing. With each level, we'll expand into it and we'll take a look at it. For that, guys, this has been the Brand Conversation here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. Up next, you can stay tuned in terms of the discussion coming from the On The Radar crew as they're getting ready. They're almost ready to get ready and give you the daily discussion points with regards to the bulletins that they present to you. And from there, you can see me later on tonight on the Business and Economic Zone as we get into those discussion functions for the, you know, for this lovely Tuesday here in the capital. Wherever you find yourself, stay tuned and also stay safe and try to stay warm. I know the shocks with regards to the announcements coming from the petrol price discussions from yesterday is hanging heavily on everyone. But nonetheless, all of us, enjoy the rest of your day. Try to stay safe. Try to stay sane. And let's see each other again. Stay tuned here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay.
On the Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shell life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy.
We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-273622 or 0811-660707. This is a first for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the Great White.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.